Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
That's 603-283-6160. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Matt,
and Bonnie.
By the way, I did have a gentleman call in just before the show to ask if we had heard that Adam Kokesh is out of jail. And yes, we have heard that. In fact, we have Adam booked for an interview coming up on Saturday night. So if you want to hear directly from the source as to what had happened to him over the last 2 weeks of him being imprisoned in some cruddy little county in Colorado, the good news is they dropped the charges. So, case dismissed.
Oh, my God. I didn't hear that. That's fantastic news.
Great news.
Why? Crazy.
Now, Bonnie had asked, well, he's not here yet, so I can presume that it's because they didn't want to go up against him. They didn't realize they were dealing with an activist and a network of supporters, and they...
Constant phone calls.
And also dealing with a religious use of psychedelic mushrooms.
For veterans.
For a veteran, yeah. So, I mean, did they really want to bring that in front of a jury? I guess not. And they decided relatively quickly that they didn't.
Chickens.
So they dropped the charge.
What awful human beings they are.
And there are some court cases out there that support the right of an individual to use a psychedelic mushroom specifically for spiritual religious purposes, including in New Hampshire, where actually it was about a year ago that the New Hampshire Supreme Court came out with a very strong ruling, unanimous, saying that New Hampshire not only the New Hampshire Constitution specifically is stronger than the United States Constitution on freedom of religion, and the way that it's stronger is the U.S. Constitution protects your freedom to have a religion. The New Hampshire Constitution protects your freedom to practice your religion.
That's so interesting. I never heard that. You know, and it's kind of to bring the illicit substances into the religion. It's surprising to me that New Hampshire protects that, because the one thing I did notice about New Hampshire when I moved here is it's a little bit prudish.
Yeah, it's a little conservative in the governance, and it's certainly behind the ball as far as marijuana decriminalization and that sort of thing. But, I mean, what happened was there was a dude who got arrested for using and possessing psychedelic mushrooms. The state police prosecuted him. He was convicted at the superior court level. He appealed it to the Supreme Court of New Hampshire, and he won that case.
Good
like I said,
him.
Unanimous decision. He's a member of the Oklavuha. I'm sure I'm mispronouncing that, but it's an Indian name from the west, I believe, of the United States. I think they started in, like, Arizona.
So this guy in New Hampshire was a part of them?
Correct. Uh-oh. Yeah, anyone can join the Oklavuha Psychedelic Church. I don't think they call themselves a psychedelic church,
right,
but that's sort of what they're known for. They've actually fought this in the past in other courts. But if you go to the Oklavuha website, they list their legal sort of history. And one of, like, five things that they have on their site is that New Hampshire Supreme Court case. So to that church, this New Hampshire Supreme Court decision is a major decision as far as the sort of positive decisions they've had nationwide. And, you know, I was looking through that list. My thought was, well, how many other Supreme Courts have had similar decisions? They didn't list any others. So,
and Adam Kokesh is part of that one, right?
Correct.
That
Adam
church?
Is part of the Oklavuha church. So they have some specific, like, factors that need to come into your use of the psychedelic mushrooms. Like, you're supposed to do it in private. You're supposed to do it safely or whatever. There's a few different things that I don't have the list in front of me. But, like, you're not supposed
sounds
to
like
give
good
it,
ideas.
You're not supposed to give it to children. Like, there's a certain list of things that you have to agree to in order to be a member of the church. And so Adam's a member of that church. And I guess the prosecutors in the case looked up Oklavuha Church, because he sent Adam refused to appear in front of the judge. He instead sent a handwritten message to the judge in this case, because he wasn't even arraigned. They let him out of jail before the arraignment even happened. They didn't want to arraign him unless he would physically appear in front of the judge. So instead, he just wrote a letter saying, you know, here I am. Here's what I'm going to do. He basically said, look, this is my religion. And all of a sudden, less than 2 weeks later, charges are dropped. So we'll have him on Saturday. We'll talk about it. And your question, Bonnie, I think you had two good questions last night. One of them was, did they give him the mushrooms back?
Oh, good question.
Yeah, that was one of them. And
I think I asked, did he get his apology?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, the apology is the cream on top.
Right, he was refusing bail until he could actually get a written apology from the agents.
So beautiful. I hope he got one.
Yeah, I highly doubt it. But, you know, if they're dropping the charges, you got to get out of the
cage. I mean, you'd also have to assume that they know how to read and write.
Exactly. So you want to bring up whatever's on your mind, whether it's psychedelic medication or spiritual journeys or, you know, whatever you want to talk about. I know, Bonnie, you wanted to discuss the Tiananmen Square cover-up that continues to this day. I mean, this was, what, 1989 or something when Tiananmen Square happened? And the Chinese government is still working hard to prohibit the Chinese people from finding out about this particular historic event that many of us remember, and it's one of those images that just burns into your mind.
I was 14 years old, and I'll never forget. I think that may have actually had something to do with me going down the path I did politically. Hmm. You know, I was a good Republican child until I saw that, and that, you know, back then I believed in freedom still, and when I saw that, freedom took on a kind of a different definition. Like, I didn't understand that the Chinese people, you know, the communists were so iron-fisted and totally controlling of everybody and everything in their society. You see that one little man run out in front of that army tank, and it spoke.
Yeah, just a man with a briefcase, right? Just standing in front of
it. It was like a grocery bag.
Yeah, groceries.
Oh, was it groceries?
He wasn't even a part of the, he wasn't even really a part of the counter-protest until he was in the moment and found himself in the middle of it, and he saw army tanks coming and ran out. He just out to get groceries for his family, and he ran out in front of that army tank and stopped it. Stopped the whole line of them.
No one knows who he is. He's never been identified. He said dead?
Oh, he's almost certainly.
Almost certainly, but we still don't know. And he's just known as Tank Man.
Tank Man.
And that particular event is prohibited information in China. And Bonnie, you've got a story about that tonight. So what is going on with Tiananmen Square? What's the latest?
Well, the monument that was there is now gone. This is from Hong Kong Free Press. University.
Well, it wasn't there. You mean it was in Hong Kong?
Oh, yeah, in Hong Kong.
Right, yeah.
University of Hong Kong removes Tiananmen massacre monument in dead of night. Security staff surrounded the site as the view was obscured with curtains and plastic barriers around 11 p.m. The move was reportedly approved by the institution's ruling body. Workers at the University of Hong Kong removed the Tiananmen massacre monument late on Wednesday night, months after the university said the statue must go.
Wow.
I'm looking at pictures over here. Yeah, it's like them covering up. They covered it up with plastic first. Views of the area were obscured with curtains and plastic barriers around 11 p.m. Construction noise could be heard as the area was cordoned off without notice and surrounded by security guards.
I've never seen this monument before. I just now went looking for it. And
yeah, is it like pink or flesh-colored?
Yeah, it's very disturbing, actually. When I heard Tiananmen Square Monument, I thought, oh, it's going to be a monument to Tank Man. No, it's a monument to the victims of the massacre at Tiananmen Square, which is, you know, the part that doesn't get as much coverage. And it's essentially like this, I don't know if you want
to
describe it.
It's like a mound, like an obelisk of human bodies.
Humans, yeah, like an ex nihilo kind of artistic, just horrifying sculpture of just, I don't know if they're screaming or whatever. I'm not looking at a close-up photo of it, but, you know, just tortured, awful bodies. I mean, wow, just horrifying.
You know, it's interesting because there once was a communist rock band that's very popular, and one of their lyrics goes, "Bury the past, rob us blind, and leave nothing behind," right? It's Rage Against the Machine.
Okay.
And all I have seen are left-wing, communist, socialist-type people in the world today burying the past and robbing us of our history.
So we can talk more about what's happening with the Tiananmen Square massacre statue. I imagine it has been destroyed by the Chinese government here, because for those who don't know, China took back over Hong Kong more than 20 years ago, and they're buttoning up shop. We'll come up here. This is Free Talk Live.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org. and find out how you can become one in a million.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want to talk about. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Free Talk Live is brought to you by Bitcoin.com. You can get over there and click Get Started if you're brand new to the world of cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash. And you will be presented with some introductory videos, one of which, I think the first one, is all of 3 minutes long. So you don't have to spend a whole lot of time to get down some of the basic concepts that you need to learn about when it comes to cryptocurrency. You need to know why this stuff is so much better than the money that has come before from governments, for instance. First of all, cryptocurrencies are not from governments, so that's one good thing in their favor. Plus, they're decentralized. You need to learn about the basics. So get over to Bitcoin.com, click Get Started, and you can do that there. If you're not brand new to crypto, then you can get the latest news headlines from their news site over at news.bitcoin.com. We're going to go to your calls and thoughts. Sam is on the line. We're talking about the massacre in Tiananmen Square and a statue that is now being removed or been removed from a university in Hong Kong. Bonnie's got that story. We'll keep that going in a moment. But, Sam, you're up. Go ahead.
So I just find it interesting that in the Adam Kokesh case, they didn't even arraign him. Like, I've never heard of that before in any case.
It's because he refused He refused to speak.
Oh.
He refused to leave his jail cell, actually. So he spoke in the form of a letter to the judge that was delivered at the second attempt to bring him into the arraignment. But guards came to his jail cell, attempted to, hey, all right, it's time to go to your court hearing. And he just didn't leave his cell. And they weren't going to make him, apparently. So, like here, there was a time when Lauren Canario, who was one of the earliest movers here for the New Hampshire Free State Project, she's a much smaller little lady. Like, she's nowhere near the size of an Adam Kokesh,
right.
And they would just take her and physically lift her into a wheelchair, because she also refused to cooperate.
That's right.
Wow.
With the police, but they would physically move her into and out of the courtrooms and the jail cells. In Kokesh's case, they just let him sit in the jail, so they would have had an arraignment, but they did not.
But I just find that shocking because I've never heard of a case like that before. And also, too, on the religious liberty front, I've heard about other people doing similar things to, like, how the way magic mushrooms are handled in that case. There's this group out of North Carolina where literally they're doing their religion to get around the food safety laws in the state.
Like they're making food from home? Is that what they're doing?
So, like, they're packaging meat, but, like, the way that they're doing it, like, the federal government and state government would say it would be illegal to sell.
Hmm.
And so they put together this religious membership on purpose to get around it.
Where was this? North Carolina?
Uh-huh.
Nice.
Huh. I wonder, so their religion was founded to get around this? I mean, because that's...
Uh-huh.
That's interesting. Yeah. That's interesting. That would hold up in court. Have they been challenged in court over this? What
they
is their religion?
They have not been challenged yet.
And do you know the name of their group or their religion? Because that sounds really interesting.
Forked Food Meat Riot is the name of the website.
Forked Food Meat
Forked
Riot?
Forked Food?
Yes. Forked Food Meat Riot. And the name of the founder, her name is Nefi Bali.
I know that the feds were going after the Amish, I think, in Pennsylvania this year because they were selling meat and
milk
they've been
and stuff.
Doing it for over like 200 years or 150 years. And the government's trying to tell them, oh, it's unsafe the way you guys are doing this. And no customer has ever complained.
Right.
But nobody's ever gotten sick from their meat. But they're not doing it the way the government wants them to, and they were going to fine them something crazy like $10,000 a day until they stopped.
The Amish have been on the forefront of a lot of these things, like raw milk, for instance, and they've fought, and they have earned a lot of their freedoms in this case. But as you point out, Bonnie, they just keep on coming. Like, the government gang will not leave them alone. So, Sam, I just want to make sure I got this correct. You said it's Fork to Food Meat Riot, R-I-O-T, like a riot?
Yeah, that's the way that they pronounce it, at least in the name of her website.
Huh.
Yeah, I'm looking at it here. Niti Bali, N-I-T-I-B-A-L-I, two words. It's a 501c3.
Huh.
You know
they actually got 501c3 status.
You know what's great about food that you think is done in an unsafe way? You don't have to buy it.
Yeah, I know.
Right.
That's the funny part. But yet the state doesn't think we can make that choice.
Thank you, Sam, for your call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The number, if you want to join us, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We're talking about the protests in Tiananmen Square. And everybody remembers Tank Man, but there was, you know, a reason why the military was there, and that was due to protesters, student-led protests that were happening. I've got a story here from the BBC about what happened back then. But what's happening right now, Bonnie, is you're saying the Chinese government from Beijing has put pressure on the Hong Kong University there in Hong Kong, which, again, up until, I think, 1997, Hong Kong was ruled by the British. And then their lease ran out, as I understand it. The British walked away from Hong Kong. And since then, the Chinese government has been slowly tightening the noose on that particular area.
And those people are used to a Western influenced way of life too.
Yes.
They are not communists like you and I would think of communism. You know, they're,
no, it's one of the most probably capitalist places on the planet.
Yeah, they're very economically free.
They still win in economic freedom chart rankings. Like the most recent one, they're still on top.
I have a feeling the Chinese will screw that up royally because communists don't know how to do
capitalism.
They don't understand individual drive or free will. They don't get it.
What else do we need to know, Bonnie, about this situation?
Students are currently on break for their festive period, but John's...
Oh, so they took it down while there's no
yep.
one there?
Yep. Mm-hmm. In the dead of night. John's Galeschutz, I don't know that how to pronounce that, but that's the person who made the pillar. His Pillar of Shame monument has stood on campus for over two decades.
Wow.
Though in October, university authorities demanded its removal amid a crackdown on those commemorating the 1989 massacre. In a statement on Thursday, he said, "I'm totally shocked that Hong Kong University is currently destroying the Pillar of Shame. It is my private property, and the sculpture belongs to me personally. I will claim compensation for any damage to the sculpture."
I wonder where this guy lives.
I don't know. His last name looks, I don't know, Russian or something like
that. Communists don't believe in private property, though.
No, they don't. And he's not going to get compensation from the Chinese government.
Yeah.
I mean, the Chinese courts are going to laugh him out of court. I mean, if he lives in Hong Kong, he's probably going to get arrested.
Oh, yeah, because, I'm sure. I would imagine.
Yeah, if they're cracking down on anyone displaying anything about the Tiananmen Square massacre in Hong Kong, they're just waiting for somebody to have themselves a protest about this. Because, you know, like they said, they took this thing down while the students were gone because they knew there was a good chance the students would have something to say about it.
It says the university is cracking down on those commemorating the 1989 massacre, but I'm sure that's under... you know, orders.
Yeah, just like in America, the universities are controlled by the government anyway.
Yeah.
We're going to continue here, and we can go back to 1989, take a look at what exactly happened at Tiananmen Square. It is worth, you know, bringing that up. Everybody knows about Tank Man, but what about the rest of the story? The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And when I say everybody knows, I mean everybody outside of China. How well known it is there is a well-kept secret. This is Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former Minneapolis police officer Kim Potter has been found guilty of manslaughter for killing Dante Wright during a traffic stop. Potter always maintained she shot Wright, who had a warrant out for his arrest, by accident when he resisted arrest, mistaking her service weapon for a taser. The charge carries a maximum sentence of 20 years. She will be sentenced in mid-February. Fox News legal analyst Mercedes Cohen on the conviction.
What really stunned me is the fact that both charges were upheld and there was a conviction on both. I truly believed that they would have given her a pass on manslaughter one because that's criminal recklessness, mm-hmm. and then convict her of the second. At the end of the day, a life is lost.
Wall Street closing Thursday on an up note, the Dow gaining 196 points. USA Radio News. An investigation continues into what caused a fire at an oil refinery plant in Texas.
A large explosion took place early Thursday morning at the ExxonMobil refinery in Baytown, Texas, after what local sheriff's deputies called a major industrial incident. At least four people were injured, according to the Harris County Sheriff's Office. Baytown is located about 25 miles east of Houston, Texas. The Exxon refinery was built in 1920 and is the company's largest oil refinery in the United States. The company's website says it produces 584,000 barrels of crude oil per day. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A winter storm could bring up to 10 feet of snow and a rare white Christmas to millions in the Northwest. The National Weather Service saying the Pacific Christmas weekend storm is expected to hit areas that include Oregon and Washington. Forecasters warning the snow could hit the lower elevations. You're listening to USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Appreciate what we do. Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Phones open here if you want to join us. You can do that. By the way, I want to say thanks to Ghost of McAfee, who is one of our supporters. He, or she, I guess he, since Ghost of McAfee, is a gold-level amplifier, or he's joined the AMPS program over at amps.freetalklive.com. It helps us advertise, market, promote, and support Free Talk Live. Helps us continue the mission of spreading the ideas of liberty and peace around the planet and the United States. Specifically, we've got over 190 radio stations now with Free Talk Live. We can hit 200 and 250 and 300. It is possible, but it does take some effort. It does take some money. So appreciate you guys supporting us like Ghost of McAfee over at amps.freetalklive.com. We've been talking about the Tiananmen Square massacre, Tank Man, and the monument, this absolutely grotesque monument, but it wasn't a grotesque event.
It's supposed to be, grotesque.
Yeah, this grotesque monument at the Hong Kong University was quietly whisked away in the middle of the night.
While the students were gone on holiday.
Right.
So not only did they do it in the middle of the night, they did it when the students weren't there in
Correct.
The middle of the night. They wanted nobody to find out about this.
Yeah, well, people found out, obviously, after it was gone, but they didn't want any counter-protesters there or,
right.
you know, like young people standing in the way of the bulldozer or whatever the hell it was that they used to take the thing down. So, Bonnie, was there more that you wanted to share about the story?
Yes, this next quote from the sculptor shows that
he's mad. He says it's his private property and he wants compensation.
Yeah, but I think this next part of the quote kind of shows that he doesn't fully get it. It is a disgrace and an abuse that shows that Hong Kong has become a brutal place without laws and regulations, such as protecting the population, the arts, and private property. And it's even more grotesque that they used the Western holiday Christmas to carry out the destruction of their artwork. My point of saying maybe he doesn't get it is he thinks, like, oh, we need more laws and regulations to protect my artwork. I don't know.
Well, from the people who make laws and regulations. Maybe, yeah. maybe he's speaking in terms of rights.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people think that government should exist to protect rights. I mean, that's sort of the fantasy about government.
Right.
So, I mean, of course he doesn't get it as far as, obviously he's not an anarchist or a voluntarist or whatever, but he's certainly not wrong of the belief system, from his belief system that government should be protecting my private property, not destroying it. I mean, that in theory is what they're supposed to do. But not obviously the Chinese government.
Totally childlike naivete at that point.
No doubt. I mean, and certainly, as you pointed out in the last segment, Matt, the Chinese government is the least likely or one of the least likely to protect private property. They don't believe in it.
Yep.
So,
communist.
Sorry. I mean, it sucks what's happening to Hong Kong, but I don't see any easy way out of this situation.
Isn't it insane that an entire country can rent in another country for decades on end and then just terminate the lease? And
I don't know if renting it was the right word. I don't know what the original
was. We use the word lease,
and
it basically was.
It's kind
really
of crazy.
What it was. It's kind of a lease.
Yeah, I don't know the history of Hong Kong, so I don't know how they got that deal in the first place.
Yeah, I don't either.
I just remember when the lease ran out. You know, I was a teenager then, so right. I found out about it.
It'd be great if no other country controlled them from far away, and they just got to control themselves.
Yeah, if they got to be their own place, little free place on the planet. Because, again, the economic freedom in Hong Kong is unsurpassed. It is still, to this day, the most economically free place, at least according to the Economic Freedom of the World studies that are being done by the Fraser Institute.
I just wonder what 100-story-tall tenement buildings are going to look like in, you know, now they're office buildings, but those will be run-down tenements.
Ooh, once the commies fully take over.
Yeah, give it 15, 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
Well, outgoing chief of the university's ruling body, Arthur Lee, said last week that it was not quite clear who owns the Pillar of Shame. We're still investigating. However, Gao Xiaot, the sculptor, has told HKFP, Hong Kong Free Press, that he has repeatedly asserted his ownership to HKU via his legal team, but was ignored. I believe it is important to preserve the history of any country, and I am therefore sorry that my monument, which is a memorial to the events at the Tiananmen Square, 1989 in China, is no longer welcome. He wrote an open letter passed to the university and his Hong Kong legal team last month.
Apparently he's Danish, so that suggests that he may not live in Hong Kong, but of course Hong Kong is a very international city, and there are people from all over the world that live there.
HKU has also ignored questions about Gao Xiaot's claims when contacted by Hong Kong Free Press. The 8-meter-tall statue of bodies twisting towards the sky was the site of annual ceremonies to commemorate the victims of Beijing's bloody crackdown on protesters in the summer of 1989.
It's a 24-foot-high statue.
It's like an obelisk of
terror.
Terrified bodies.
The head of the journalism school at HKU, Keith Richberg, tweeted in the early hours of Thursday, the day that they did it, "Don't do this." But they did it anyway.
Oh, yeah.
It looks like the rest is just, like, history of the statue.
Yeah, and so I was kind of interested in the history of the event. According to the BBC, in the 1980s, the Communist Party began to allow some private companies and foreign investment. At the time, their president, Deng Xiaoping, hoped to boost the economy and raise living standards, but the move brought with it corruption while at the same time raising hopes for greater political openness. At the time, the Communist Party was divided between those urging more rapid change and the hardliners wanting to maintain strict state control. In the mid-1980s, student-led protests began, and those taking part included people who had lived abroad and been exposed to new ideas and higher standards of living. In spring of 1989, the protests grew with demands for greater political freedom. Those protesters were spurred on by the death of a leading politician, Hu Yaobang, who had overseen some of the economic and political changes. He had been pushed out of a top position in the party by political opponents a couple of years prior to that. Tens of thousands of people gathered on the day of Hu's funeral in April of 1989, calling for greater freedom of speech and less censorship. In the following weeks, protesters gathered in Tiananmen Square, with numbers estimated to be up to 1 million at their largest.
Whoa.
The square is one of Beijing's most famous landmarks. What was the government's response? Well, at first, they took no direct action against the protesters. Party officials disagreed on how to respond, some backing concessions, others wanting to take a harder line. The hardliners won the debate, and in the last 2 weeks of May, martial law was declared in Beijing. On the 3rd and the 4th of June, troops began to move toward Tiananmen Square, opening fire, crushing and arresting protesters to regain control of the area. And so, how many people died in the protests? No one knows for sure how many were killed. I mean, the Chinese government doesn't, you know, doesn't give accurate numbers, so you can't trust what
Surprise.
They said.
They don't even admit that it happened.
Well, at the end of June of 1989, the Chinese government did say that 200 civilians and several dozen security personnel had died. Other estimates have ranged from hundreds to many thousands. Do the people in China know what happened? Discussion of the events that took place in Tiananmen Square is highly sensitive in China. Posts relating to the massacres are regularly removed from the internet and tightly controlled by the government. So for a younger generation who didn't live through the protests, there is little awareness about what happened. And they do, of course, mention Tank Man here. On June 5th, a man faced down a line of tanks heading away from the square. He was carrying two shopping bags and filmed walking to block the tanks from moving past. He was pulled away by two men. It is not known what happened to him, but he's become the defining image of the protests. So it's probably not a secret amongst older Chinese what happened on that day, but it's definitely something the government gang is doing the best they can to shove down the memory hole. And this is part of that process, getting rid of the monument at the Hong Kong University.
Yes.
Tragic story.
I think it's pretty obvious they're trying to move into Hong Kong now, so they want to get the population there to be just as brainwashed, and they're taking little steps like getting rid of the monument.
Yeah, and it's going to take, you know, generations before people finally forget about it, because ultimately the people who remember it will have to die off and be replaced by no one. But, you know, word does
these
spread.
Aren't for people who are programmed to willingly forget things on by, you know, edict.
There's more coming up here. You can share your thoughts with us, and we get some creepy stuff coming up in U.S. legislation in your vehicle that Matt.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Phones open here if you want to join us. Number is 603-283-6160. We're talking about Hong Kong and the sculpture that is no longer in existence. I presume they've destroyed it. Either that or, you know, somebody put it in their personal collection. A 24-foot tall pillar of just torturous pain, basically. Mm-hmm. A horrifying sculpture.
That's
that,
a good way to put it.
Is there to, or was there, for 2 decades to commemorate, and I don't know if commemorate's the right word, because that's usually like a positive
to help
memory.
People remember.
Yeah, to look back on what happened in 1989 at the massacre of Tiananmen Square. Now the Chinese government has stripped that from the University of Hong Kong. And I was just looking into the past, you know, the history here over at the Wikipedia article, because, you know, when we were talking about the lease that the British had on the island of Hong Kong, I didn't know what the history was. Like, how did they end up getting that? What was the story there? I knew at the time when it was ending that it was a 99-year lease, but I didn't know anything about it. And according to the brief history here, in the 1800s, Hong Kong became a colony of the British Empire after the Qing Empire in China ceded Hong Kong Island from Xin'an County at the end of the First Opium War in 1841. And the colony expanded to the Kowloon Peninsula in 1860 after the Second Opium War and was further extended when Britain obtained a 99-year lease of the new territories in 1898. And so what is it now? According to the story here, it is now what is called a Chinese Special Administrative Region. So it's not quite yet a Chinese city. It's not the same thing as every other Chinese city.
Well, they can march their soldiers in there at will anytime and enforce the will of the Chinese dictators on those people.
They can, but there is an interesting detail here. The colony, it says, faced an uncertain future as the end of the new territory's lease approached. And Governor Murray Nicolaus raised the question of Hong Kong's status with Deng Xiaoping in 1979. Diplomatic negotiations with China resulted in the 1984 Sino-British Joint Declaration, in which the UK agreed to transfer the colony in 1997, and China would guarantee Hong Kong's economic and political systems for 50 years after the transfer. So that's why they haven't done a complete crackdown on Hong Kong yet. That's why Hong Kong is still number one as far as economic freedom is concerned, because it sounds like more or less the Chinese government is honoring this particular Sino-British joint declaration, saying, all right, you've got 50 years where you can kind of keep things going the way they have always been, and now we're about halfway through that 50 years. And so now they feel comfortable enough getting rid of a sculpture. And they've been, of course, doing crackdowns against some of the protests that have, you know, some of the student-led pro-democracy stuff that's been going on over there in the last few years. The impending transfer of power triggered a wave of mass immigration. And that's leaving Hong Kong emigration, as residents feared an erosion of civil rights, the rule of law, and quality of life. Over 500,000 people left Hong Kong during the peak migration period from 1987 to 1996. So a bunch of people left before the Chinese government took back over. And I suspect that is continuing today, where if you can get out of Hong Kong, it's time to go. What's coming.
I was going to say, I wonder how easy it is during COVID
to leave.
Yeah.
Good question. Yeah. It was Hong Kong where that first got shut down. Remember back in February of 2020?
That's right.
I was about ready to travel to go visit Mark in Saipan, and my layover was in Hong Kong. So I was going to fly from wherever the hell it was in the U.S. to Hong Kong and then fly to Saipan, which is an island that's in the region. And I could not do it because my flight was canceled due to the Hong Kong airport being shut down.
Hmm. You know, this should all be a very good, you know, lesson for everybody who doesn't live in New Hampshire. If it's time to pull the plug on where you live, then do it. And you can't wait another 5 years or 10 years, because you don't know what's going to happen in the next couple years, the next 5 years. If you can travel now, now's the time to travel. So do it.
Yeah, actually,
go to U-Haul and go.
Vin Armani, who's now known as Cyprian on Twitter, he has said, he said this over a year ago. He said, if you are not now in the place where you would like to be for the rest of your life, you should get to that place as soon as you possibly can.
How is it? I mean, it's not a big step for them to go from, you're not allowed to go into McDonald's without proof of vaccination, to you're not allowed to leave your state due to COVID.
That's right.
It's not a big step at all.
Or just put you in a camp, and then you can't leave the camp.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
It's a very interesting side note, very interesting language coming out of the New York State legislature this week. I don't have it right in front of me, but they were talking about locking down certain people, not locking them down, but going around and scooping them up.
Yeah, we're talking about that 416. It's like House Bill A416 or something like that.
What it turned out was that it was a bill that was filed actually at the beginning of last year and was tabled and is still, quote-unquote, on the table with
that
committee.
But having it, that committee is meeting January 5th, so we have like an alarm to remind us to go check and see if they passed the camp bill.
But the other part about that was that it was actually introduced years ago. So it's been reintroduced. This is like the third time that this particular bill or some variant of it has been introduced. So the bill itself isn't actually new. It was during, was it Ebola?
Yeah, Ebola. It's terrifying that it wasn't immediately, you know, shot down by everyone who heard anything about it.
Can you believe that any such language is being put in front of any legislature inside the United States?
Absolutely, I can believe it.
And it's New York State, it's not just New York City. That's what's really scary.
Yeah,
correct. The Legislative Council in Hong Kong became a fully elected legislature for the first time in 1995 and extensively expanded its functions and organizations through the last years of colonial rule. Hong Kong was transferred to China on July 1st of 1997 after 156 years of British rule. Immediately afterwards, Hong Kong was severely affected by several crises. The government was forced to use substantial foreign exchange reserves to maintain the Hong Kong dollar's currency peg during the 1997 Asian financial crisis. And then they had the H5N1 avian flu outbreak. A housing surplus was followed by the SARS epidemic. during which the territory experienced its most serious economic downturn. Political debates after the transfer of sovereignty have centered around the region's democratic development and the central government's adherence to the one country, two systems principle. After reversal of the last colonial-era legislative council democratic reforms following the handover, the regional government unsuccessfully attempted to enact national security legislation, and the central government decision to implement nominee pre-screening before allowing chief executive elections triggered a series of protests in 2014, which became known as the Umbrella Revolution. I presume that nominee pre-screening they're talking about would be that the Chinese central government would have to approve any potential candidates who could be elected to the Legislative Council in Hong Kong, and that's what sparked the protests. Like, hey, you're supposed to stay out of our elections here. We're supposed to have 50 years. But again, like, why you would want to stick around, it seems like this is going to be something that's just not going to work out in your favor. If you're right. somebody who supports freedom in Hong Kong, you should be looking into getting out of there and coming somewhere in the world where you're welcome.
And I feel bad because there's it's not easy just to pick up and move to other countries. You have to get the blessing of the other countries and so forth. So these people might just be stuck where they are, and there's nothing they can do about it. You can't just wait to the end and then hop on a plane and move.
You may be able to claim asylum. There may be some countries that would give you asylum, saying, hey, you know, I'm a political activist in Hong Kong.
But who's going to fight China these days?
But you don't have to fight China to
If you're asking a foreign government that relies on China buying its T-bills and so forth, there's nothing saying they're going to accept you.
Yeah. That's true.
Amazon agreed to change the reviews on Xi Jinping's book recently to all 5 stars.
Are you serious?
Yep.
It's so ridiculous, and that happened.
So China owns the world.
Yeah.
And if they tell the country, don't accept our emigres under the auspices of asylum, they probably will start turning away those migrants for asylum purposes.
That's a really scary idea. I don't know if that would be true in the United States, because obviously there are people who have escaped China that live here. I mean, I'm thinking Lily Tang Williams, for instance. I presume she was somebody who was looking for asylum, but I don't recall that detail in her story. We've had her on the show in the past, really excellent libertarian activist who moved here to New Hampshire because she was originally, prior to New Hampshire, living in Colorado. And when she found out about the Free State Project, she's somebody who actually understands and appreciates freedom. And of course, she made a
very
beeline.
High level.
Yeah, she made a beeline to New Hampshire. Yep. There's more coming up here. If you want to share your thoughts, the number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You can bring up whatever's on your mind here. And this is Free Talk Live. Coming up, some creepy stuff the U.S. government gang wants to do in your car.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Day products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Day. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief, an extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.